This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Attorney General Eric Holder is due in a hearing in the next few minutes where he's expected to push to reduce the average sentences judges give convicted drug dealers. The independent commission that puts out sentencing guidelines is meeting. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Marijuana is now legal for medicinal use in almost two dozen states and legal for recreational use in Colorado and Washington.
Eric Holder is signaling that he's drawing down the troops in the war on drugs.
Paul Butler is a law professor at Georgetown and a former federal prosecutor. A year in federal prison costs about $30,000.
We could save literally millions of dollars a year.
Federal prisons account for a third of the Justice Department's budget. Well, Doug Berman teaches law at The Ohio State University, and he says that money could be better spent.
Use those savings to go after the drugs that really are causing the most significant harms to communities.
There may be another economic factor motivating Holder. Nora Diemleitner is the dean of the Washington and Lee School of Law.
It's not just the cost of imprisonment. It's also all the subsequent costs.
Someone convicted of a crime, she points out, has a much harder time reintegrating into society after prison and getting a job. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.